And it is our pleasure now on Mugs to welcome in Nicholas Cafaro-Lomenza. He's with the West Central Research Extension and Education Center here in North Platte. How you doing, Nicholas?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me today. And everything is going well, ready for planting.
Yes, it is that time of year, to be sure. And that's kind of the topic that we're bringing to our listeners today, considerations for planting in dry conditions. Everyone knows it's dry. I think we've kind of gotten used to that here the past few years, haven't we?
Yeah, that's correct. I think it's the area. As you get west in Nebraska, you know, it gets drier. I think, you know, this year, 76% of the drought monitor is indicated, you know, some abnormally dry to extreme drought in comparison to 55% of last year. So there are a bit more considerations this year.
So we're up more than 20% on the drought monitor from a year ago.
Yeah,
huh?
Across the state, yeah.
How do you measure that? I mean, do you just stick something into the soil? I mean, how do you determine how dry soil
Well, there are different weather stations, and they are accounting, you know, for the rainfall conditions, you know, during the winter period and the evapotranspiration. So how much water is being evaporated.
Rainfall, is there like a formula with that and the evaporation?
Yeah, it's basically how much water is coming in for the rainfall or snowfall, and then based on the temperature, wind, and the evaporation or the output of water from the soil, either from crop or evaporation itself.
Okay. Yeah. And then because I see these maps every so often, the drought maps. In fact, when I looked online, I printed out your story, and on the second page, it has a drought monitor map for Nebraska on there. And I see we're kind of in the moderate swath, it looks like, for most of our area, but extending up, actually taking northeast Lincoln County on up, continuing on up to the north and east of here, is in severe drought.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's why some good considerations for planting now, you know, in drought conditions are important. But also we need to consider that even when the monitor is in drought, that's that accounts more for the subsoil moisture or the accumulation. But for planting, we are talking at the topsoil. And if we look
a little bit different then.
Exactly. So it's important for the season, but also for planting strictly. You know, when we look at the month of April, May, and June in the statistics, those are the most rainy days that you have in those months. That means that even when you can start dry, you know, there may be some rain coming, and those conditions will change quickly. And that it's important to, you know, adjust your planter, make sure that, you know, you're ready for those swings, which it's something that often, you know, happens.
So go into detail a little bit on that, planter adjustments that need to be made in dry soil and crops as well, and planting depth. The adjustments on
that. So I would start a bit more with you know, planting early. I guess this is something that we have been having several studies in the university, and also when you see the statistics of you know, the USDA on moving, the state has been moving in corn and soybean, you know, earlier planting on the 50% of the area planted, for example, for soybean from late May to mid-May.
So you don't have to wait till you're out of that possible freeze window then?
Well, not necessary. So actually, you know, first you need to check the crop insurance, you know, what's the day that the crop insurance will allow you. But then talking more in physiology or the crop, you know, you can be planted, you know, last week of April and should be fine. So the seed will be underground for at least, you know, 10 days until it emerges.
Right.
So during that period, you know, the seed will stay fine. The most important critical period are the first 24 to 48 hours, which is the imbibition phase, where, you know, that seed, you know, has a kind of a very critical point to the temperature. But then after that, you know, that seed can, you know, hold some good low temperatures and still, you know, be good for good emergence of the crop.
For sure. And then, you know, you can mention a little bit soil moisture temperature and planting depth. What are the ideal soil temperatures to Is it vary from what you're planning?
So what we are usually what we are advising is plant, you know, as close as 50 degrees in the soil, average temperature, and with the forecast that is raising temperature. So if we look at this weekend, you know, it's coming down. So probably, you know, a good haul will be good. But we are looking at planting on around 50 degrees and with increasing temperatures, usually in the 24, 48 hours after planting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure these producers out here too, they have ways of, there's equipment that helps them measure the soil where they're going to plant.
Yeah, you can have, you know, a temperature, soil temperature, and also we have, you know, in the Crop Watch, UNL Crop Watch, you can see, you know, the monitor of the soil temperatures across the state. That could help, but you know, usually different co-ops and seed dealers, you know, they have representative in the areas that you can check, and in the university, you can always check for those.
Get the recommendation. Go to the experts for sure. They will know. Are we going to have to irrigate more, or is it just what we get in the next few weeks is going to determine a lot for the irrigation season, whether Mother Nature benefits us with rain and possibly some wet snow that we're talking about?
Well, you know, usually, you know, get some good profile early in the season will help to, you know, reduce the irrigation in season for sure. Still, you know, the months of May, you know, may come with some rain, but we don't know yet. I guess for planting, you know, sometimes what we are advising is if it's too dry, maybe it's good to have an irrigation even before planting.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is that recommended when it's as dry as it is right now?
Yeah, it depends the conditions, but but sometimes it helps, you know, for the planter to work even better and to have, you know, close those rows. Now, some considerations on that, you know, early irrigation, you know, with low temperatures, you know, you don't want your pivot to be frozen. So you need to be on the watch and make sure that it's not coming on the low temperatures in the coming days, and make sure that you can irrigate safely if you have to. And sometimes, well, usually, you know, after planting, in some cases, there are some needs of irrigation, basically for activation of some herbicides as well.
I see here on this article online, you kind of team up with the others at the Extension office, too, to put this together. But your specific title is Cropping Systems Specialist in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I am an assistant professor, so I do have research and extension appointments. I do not do teaching, but I do have graduate students, master and PhD. So I'm hosting the Agronomy and Horticulture Department. So those research and extension centers, like the one that we have here in North Platte, we have faculty from different departments. You can see that there is other people in the Agronomy and Horticulture Department, but I also work with people in the biological system engineering, even in the animal science.
That's horticulture, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still trying to get all this stuff. You know, I grew up in the city, so, you know, I've lived in the rural area most of my life, but it is just like I had to immerse myself in what all these different agronomy, horticulture, and all the things associated with what farmers and ranchers go through. So I think I've soaked a lot of that up, but sometimes I still feel like I don't know what the heck's going on when people talk about it. But you've given us a lot of good information. Anything else you want to add today?
Well, no, I guess we are there in the, you know, south of town in the Research and Extension Education Center.
Right.
So
off the highway, basically.
Exactly. So if someone needs some help or some recommendations, we have this nice article with some good recommendations for planting into dry conditions in the Crop Watch. So you can obviously go and check it out. And if you can question, you know, you can give me a call. Just wishing every farmer, you know, a good planting season and get ready to go.
Can they email you if they prefer that? Or
yeah, sure. So my email is Nicolas, without H, dot Cafaro at UNL at EDU.
Okay.
And yeah, they can email you.
Cafaro is spelled C-A-F-A-R-O. And Nicolas is N-I-C-O-L-A-S, right?
Correct.
All right. And you said Nicolas dot Cafaro?
Yes.
At UNL?
Yeah.
Dot?
EDU.
EDU. And that's it. That's the full address then.
Yep.
Okay. Great. So they can do that, and then obviously, you know, they had a computer to hook up online. You're constantly publishing articles. There's, you know, according to what season it is and what's going to be most helpful to producers at the moment, right?
Exactly. So this crop watch, it's from the university, basically where we post some, you know, in-season updates or recommendations. You know, we always try to tune it to the year as much as we can. There are some more general considerations, but every week, I think it's Wednesday, you know, you have some new articles to probably, you know, take a look and see some considerations that we are seeing for the season.
Yeah. And like you said, just, I mean, you're there to serve. I mean, you're with, you know, UNL, basically, a bunch of educators. You're supposed to be, basically, you're framed as experts in your field. So obviously, you want to, people have any questions, best to consult you because you've got experience and a lot of experience in that department, I'm sure, behind you. You don't look that old, but I'm sure you've got plenty of experience, right?
Well, you know, yeah. So we have some experience there in the research, and the good thing is that, so it's not only myself, so I have more on the crop
You're
physiology.
You're backed up by more grizzled veterans, huh?
Exactly. There's other people around and obviously different expertise, so yeah. It's always, you know.
You can pull your knowledge, right?
Exactly, yeah. And you know, yeah. We are, you know, next door. If you have any question, I don't know, you know, yeah. There will be other people to knock the door and answer those questions.
Best of all, it's free. It's not like you're having to, you know, hand over money to get advice. That's your job, right?
Exactly. People. Yeah, our job is to serve as part of the extension, and we also have some good research in the center where, you know, we are doing research in the area. Because those considerations, when we prepare those articles, are across the state. So whenever you get to a specific area, you know, sometimes there are some tricky things that are not necessarily applicable to the whole state.
Right.
So we do have some plots and in the station here where we review some of those recommendations.
Right. Is that the favorite part of your job? Do you have a favorite part, or do you like every aspect of you do there?
I guess I like to work with farmers. You know, we do a lot of on-farm. So we have some plots in the stations, but also when we need to travel and do it, you know, on farmer field, I think that's the best part because we learn more. And the other part that I really enjoy is working with the students and seeing the new generation kind of
coming up. Yeah, that would
be
cool, wouldn't it?
And that's very good. And I guess the third part is working not only with colleagues in the university, but this position here in the center, we work with farmers and also with industry, and we have a good partnership there, which, you know, is helpful for everybody in the area for the production. So I enjoy that.
Well, Nicholas Cafaro Lamenza, cropping systems specialist with the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture with the West Central Research Extension and Education Center, has been our guest this morning. We thank you very much, sir, for coming in this morning and dispensing wisdom to our area farmers today. Okay.
Thank you so much.